Good morning and welcome to the presence, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. What are we going to do?
Rejoice
and be glad. Well, today is our Energy Youth Takeover Sunday. Every fourth Sunday, we allow our youth to be a part of our service. And this is really going to be a special day because the youth just came back from a youth conference in Texas. And you're going to hear some of their testimonies today. So we're excited about that. But today we've got on the drums one of our youth, Mr. Gavin Bonner. We've got all of them are youth. They would tell you, but we've got two of our energy youth. We've got Mr. Gavin Peter up there, and we've got Miss Kalei. And if you turn. Back there, you'll see at the board sound booth, we've got Mr. Leo and Jude. Jude putting his head down. They're helping out with words and production and stuff. Oh, stand on your... Oh, Ariana's on percussion! So we got youth taking over everywhere. And we have there'll be somebody welcoming and taking the offering and different stuff. So let's give a hand to all of our energy youth right now. Come on. Stand on your feet, and those of you who are watching, thank you for watching us. We're going to have an awesome time in the presence of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Shannon's going to lead us in worship this morning.
Joyce, let me glad all that I am. This How many of you know he's Jehovah? Jehovah. Hallelujah. You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah.
And I worship you.
And I worship you.
You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah.
And I glorify.
And I glorify.
And there is no other.
There is no other.
No other God like you.
No other God like you. Your name.
And I worship you.
And I worship you.
You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah.
And I glorify.
And I glorify.
Oh, there is no other.
There is no other.
No other God like you.
No other God like you. Your name be praised.
Come on, say I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
What is and is to come.
You're the Lion.
You're the Lion.
You're the Lamb.
You're the Lamb. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be
done.
For you are high and lifted up,
your name be praised. Come to praise your name. Ooh, you are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah.
And I worship you.
And I worship you.
You are Jehovah.
You are Jehovah.
And I glorify.
And I glorify.
Oh, there is no other.
There is no other.
Other God.
No other God like you, your name be praised.
Say you are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I worship you,
and I worship you.
You are Jehovah,
you are Jehovah,
and I glorify,
and I glorify.
There is no other,
there is no other,
other God like you,
no other God like you.
Your name be praised. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name. Everybody say, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of lift him, lift him.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of
lift
Jesus.
Him, lift him.
Lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name
oh,
of Jesus.
Oh, lift him, lift him, yeah.
Woo!
high above everything else, Jesus. Thank you, God. You're Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jesus. You're Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. Oh, Jireh, you are enough. Forever enough, always enough, more than enough. We say forever enough, always enough, more than enough. Oh, say Jireh, Jireh,
you are enough.
You're enough, God.
Jireh, you are.
I know who I am.
I know who I am.
Just spoken.
I
Hallelujah. How many know that he's more than enough? He's everything we need. He's our healer. He's our Jehovah Rapha, our Jehovah Sikkenu, oh Lord God. Lord, you're more than enough. You are our healer. You are our provider today, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can worship you, oh God. Thank you that we can lift our hands to you and say, Lord, you're more than enough, oh God. If you never did anything else, oh Lord God, you did more than enough, oh Lord God. You sent your son to the cross, oh God. He died for our sins, oh Lord God. And he rose, oh God. And when he rose, we rose with him, oh Lord God. So healing we have, oh God. Deliverance we have, oh God. The healing we have in the name of Jesus today, oh God. Father, that word, oh God. Oh, Lord God, let it just marinate with us, oh God. Let it just begin to move us in a mighty way today, oh God. Father, we thank you, Heavenly Father, oh God. But this is the day that the Lord has made, oh Lord God. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it today, oh God. Father, we ask, oh Lord God, if there's any sick among you today, oh God, send forth your healing, oh God, because you're Jehovah, oh God. You're the Lord God that healed us, oh God. And those that are struggling, Lord, oh God, help us, oh God, because Lord God, you're a resource for us, oh God. You are more than enough today, oh Lord God. Father, we pray, oh Lord God, that our children, oh God, that went on the retreat, oh God, we ask that God, that you continue, oh God, to let that fire burn down on the inside of them, oh God. Let them know who they are and who they belong to, oh God. They're King's kids, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh Lord God. We thank you for this day, Father. We pray for our government, oh Lord God. We pray for our missions, oh Lord God. This the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, oh God. And all that dwells within it, oh God. Father, you have the last say, oh God. You have the last say over the government, oh God. You got the last say over the state, oh God. Father, your word will stand when nothing else will stand, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And Father, we pray over the pastor, oh God, as he bring the word, oh God. Lord, let the logos come out, oh God. But let it be transformed into rainbow words for us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, oh God. We praise you right now, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we cry out to you, oh God, because the world needs you today, oh God. They need a Savior, oh God. They need a deliverer, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, now use us, oh God. Use us for willing vessels, oh God, to go out and preach the word of God today. In the name of Jesus right now, oh God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. We give all glory and all honor to you today. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you.
Amen. Let's all say the affirmation prayer together. Father, I thank you that as I delight myself in you, you will give me a desire of my heart, because you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. I will not lose heart or give up, because I can do all things through you who strengthens me. And I will reap in my due season if I do not get weary in doing good. Father, I decree, according to 3 John 2, that in every area of my life I am prospering and I am in good health, even as my soul prospers. I am free from pain, sickness, and disease, and I walk in divine health. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever.
Awesome. Let's give the Lord a big hand clap. And welcome this morning to Youth Takeover. We are so excited you're here. You may be seated. Don't we love our youth? Aren't they doing an amazing job? We have some amazing youth here this morning. And we're just super delighted that they're helping with the service and you guys are here worshiping with them. And, you know, if I were any older than 21, they might not let me up here singing. So I'm so thankful I still made it. But that is really loud. We are so excited today. I want to welcome everyone watching online. And is there anyone here that it's your very first time here at the Presence? If you will stand, can you stand? We want to honor you this morning. Let's give them a round of applause. We're so thankful you joined us this morning. And here at The Presence, we always take time to greet one another, just love on each other a little bit. So if you are back there by our guests, please make sure to give them a special welcome. Let's take a moment now, find two or three people, four or five. Let's greet each other. You see a youth sitting near you, welcome them back. So we want to go ahead and let our children, if you will stand, the ones that are going to be back, our PT kids, we're going to release you to go back to service. Look at them. How cute. All of them. It's beautiful. Oh, precious. All right. Well, thank you so much, children. Would you help me welcome our pastor, Alvin Frigier, this morning?
Praise the Lord, everyone. I want to say this. We are having just a little challenge with our having a little challenge with our soundboard. It's a great board. We've had it for a long time, but it's got some issues and. And so, I'm just going to say this to whoever will listen. We need a new board, and we're going to get a new board. All right, and I don't know if that's going to be this week, but we're just having some issues, and so I'm just kind of throwing that out for our board and leadership and all that. We're going to and let's pray for Johnny. He's not feeling well today, Johnny Hughes. But we're just kind of having some issues. That's kind of why you may feel that it's kind of going in and going out and stuff like that. But it's all good. We're going to get it fixed. Amen. And welcome to our first time visitors. And I also want to mention this. I don't know if Rita's not in here, but every Sunday from here on out, we're also going to ask if we have any, if any youth that are here for the first time, because we have a special guest specifically, saw them, they're nice, specifically for our youth as well, and so we want to make sure that we do that. Speaking of our youth, our Energy Youth group went to Texas this past Thursday, Friday, came back yesterday, early evening, and they had an awesome time. And so this is, listen, I've asked a couple of them to share kind of their experience. I just want to say this, that I don't want to say they're typical youth, but, you know, they had a great time. They don't say a whole lot all the time. Some of them are real quiet. But I did ask specifically for some of them to just kind of share. But this is what I want to do. I just thought of this. We're going to do it this way. And I will just say to you, If it is our youth that preach the message today, we're going to let them preach the message, okay? So we're just going to flow, okay? So the first thing that I want to do is I want all of the energy youth that went on the trip come up here to the platform right now. Doesn't mean you're going to say something, but just get up here. All the energy youth that went on the trip. We had 11 that went with us, and then three other of our grandchildren, older grandchildren, Noah, Eli, and Alex, they joined them. And so,
one, two, three, four, five, six.
So who are we missing? Bree's at work. Who else? They're helping in.
Y'all? Did you like that?
Y'all?
And so they had an awesome time. I'll just kind of share what our schedule was. We got in. We left here about 9 a.m., prayed with the parents, and hit the road. We got into, we actually stopped. We hadn't planned on it. We ran into a little traffic, so that set us behind just a little bit. We stopped in Durant at Whataburger and had some lunch Thursday afternoon. And then from there, we went on into McKinney and checked into the, well, we actually stopped at the Lyman's house first. Huh? Yeah. And then we ended up going to the house. Thank you. There they are. There they are. And you all can go back here in just a minute. Had service Thursday night and then hung out Thursday after service and had service. Then we went Friday. We went to a water park and then Friday night service and then Sunday morning service, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. And then we came back last night. And I just want to say a special thank you also to the Lymans, Steve and Lisa Lyman. They went shopping and had the food ready for us. I want to, sweetheart, come up here. Special thank you to Pastor Sonola. She just handled everything in terms of the home. When we got to the home, standing before we went in the house, I said, okay, look, when we get into this house, Pastor Sonola will tell you where you're going to sleep. And whatever she says is what goes. And so she did an awesome job. And we had a great chef there as well, but we don't want to go into that. All right, so then. So I asked a couple of them to share. And then after those share, anyone who wants to share something can. And so I want to start with Mr. Gavin Peter. Yeah, come here, Gavin. Come here. I don't know if some of y'all know this, but Gavin Peter is the first baby of the Presence in Owosso. Gavin, you're 14, right? When do you turn 15? Next year. So yeah, he was the first baby. We have pictures. Of the President Russell. So he's sort of our special one. We really love him because he's the first Presence Kids of the Presence Kids. And so, Gavin, just share in your own words what this weekend was like.
Wait, Rita, he said, I can say anything? I just got scared. Okay, no, go ahead.
I thought whenever we went to the Well Church, it opened my eyes to see what, like, God could do through you and, like, what he can do with you. Like, if you allow him into your life, your whole life changes.
Yeah. Okay, come on. Which, by the way, thank you, Gavin, for reminding us. The youth conference was at Dwell Church in Allen, Texas, and Pastors David and Nicole Binion. And I don't know how many years they've done this conference, but this is the second year. And they had, I don't know, a couple of hundred that were there, something like that. All right. Ariana raised her hand, so here we go. This is Ariana.
Pastor Alvin's breakfast was good.
I don't know who told her to say that, but thank you. Did you want to, like, share what I cooked? I mean, you don't have to, but, I mean, do you want to?
It was pancakes, bacon, and eggs.
We had our chaperones, our son Michael and his wife, Lindsay, who is she's a cook as well, so her and I were in the kitchen, and they did a great job. But somebody said who was the best adult in the house. Somebody said Michael because Michael acts crazy. All right. So how about Mr. Jude? Come on, Jude.
So the hot tub was really nice. I'm just going to say that. The house was also really good, but I learned to participate a lot more in church, and I raised my hands a lot, and it was really fun. His cooking is really good, too, by the way. And I really did a lot more in church than I normally do. Opened my eyes a lot more. So, yeah, that's it.
Mr. Gavin, who did an awesome job today on the drums. Now, I'll say this about Gavin. He seems quiet, right? But in the van and in the house, he's the crazy one. I don't know where he gets it from, but he's the crazy one. All right, Gavin.
I had a good time at the church. I definitely did more than I would. Pastor A's cooking definitely was good. The breakfast and the dinner. I had fun at the water park. The house was very big. I hang out with all of them. Had a roommate, Gavin. Yeah. But overall, I had a good time.
All right. Miss Calais?
While I was at the church, I had, like, a word given to me. And it definitely, like, opened my eyes to what he could do and all that he does. That's all I have to say.
So she mentioned that she had a word given to her. And I shared with them before we left that, you know, someone may come up to them and share a word of encouragement. And Dwell Church really ministers in the area of the prophetic, and so I wanted to prepare them for that. And I said, you know, someone may come and give you a word of encouragement, and we will be there. And Pastor Sonola was there to make sure as much as that we could to just you know, listen. And we told them if something is said that they don't understand, just kind of put it up on the shelf. And, you know, you don't have to make anything happen or just allow God to work in your life. And so a few of them had those kind of things to happen to them. And another thing that happened, they encouraged the youth to come up to the altar right at the beginning of the service during praise and worship. And so the youth would just kind of flood the stage. And many of our youth did that in all of the services, and I thought that was cool as well. Our youth really responded. I encouraged them and challenged them to come out of their comfort zones and to just do something that they've never done before. And so that was a really blessing to them. Come on, Ken. This is Mackenzie. She's got such a great heart. I love her so much and really sweet. All right.
Being at the church made me realize that I need to open up more and let God into my life, because I'm going to be 100% honest, because we don't lie in church. I was very hesitant in believing in God. I don't know why I was hesitant, but I just was. But being at that church made me realize that God is a lot more powerful than I thought he was. And they had a preacher there, and she had told me, it was actually pretty crazy, because she was just getting names from God, and she called out my name, and I was in shock. So I was looking around making sure there wasn't anyone else named Mackenzie, because I didn't know. And so finally I stood up, and she had told me that I am the apple of God's eye. And it made me feel really special in a way that I've never felt before. And so I am wanting to get baptized to get closer to God. And it just made me realize that I really enjoy being with God. And Pastor Alvin's food was really good, especially the macaroni. And that's all.
So what night did that happen? Was it Thursday night?
Yes.
You know, the first thing, we walked in and on Thursday night, and they all sat together and sort of, if this was Dwell Church, they were sort of in that area there. And the guest speaker got up, and the first thing he said is, you know, who's this group right here? And they said, we're the Presence in Owosso. And they said, we're the youth pastors. Well, Sonola and I stood up, we're the youth pastors. So I just feel like I'm supposed to pray for you all. And he did. Prayed for the whole group. And then it was his wife later. And the Lord was just giving her names. And she just out of the blue said, is there a Mackenzie here? And Nola and I looked at each other and said, we got one of those. And the Lord just ministered to her and also to your sister as well, right? And okay. So that was really cool. You want to say?
Come on, both of y'all, come up here.
This man got cooked at your Omaha. No, you got to tell. It was you. Your experience.
That didn't happen. He lost in foosball. That's why he's upset.
No.
Twice.
I beat you four times. 1v1-2. 1v1-2.
I need a new teammate. She's not good. But. Yeah, the experience was good. I really liked the church and listening to the pastor scream on the water slide. But yeah, I really liked the church, and it opened my eyes a lot more than what I was seeing before.
You didn't say how you got cooked in the shut up about something. It did happen, though. I have a video. We have video proof. We both got video proof. Yeah, we got video.
You see what we got to deal with? All right.
Oh, the food was good. The water park was cool. Church was good. Dad, why are you looking at me like that? That's all I got to say.
And that's a lot for him. All right. Anybody else want to share? You, come on, Michaela. Y'all see these shirts? Now, this is the Energy Youth shirts, and all of us, including Pastor Snow and myself, wore these on Friday night, and it was really cool when we walked in. Our granddaughter, Alex, we were in the van. I said, okay, because we kind of got there just a little late on Friday, and I said, Alex, when we get to the church, and everybody gets out the van, when you walk in the church, I want you to say, energy in the house! And she did it. And so they walked in. I told them, I want you to bring the energy. And so they did. All right. This is
Before she says something, can we just appreciate Vernita Russell? She did these T-shirts for our youth. She's right here on the front row.
Okay, this is – all right, we're back.
The church was a little different from this one and other churches we went to the past years. I like the water park. I hang out with Alex, Gavin, and Ari, if we found her in the lazy lake. We were playing tag, and Gavin was trying to get me so fast. I was trying to slow him away. And Pastor Alvin cooking was awesome.
Okay, I have to confess. Friday morning, they were eating breakfast. I said, okay, now look, Sunday, when you guys share, I want you to say that you enjoyed my cookie. So that's why they're doing it. Kind of looks like it, doesn't it? Bree, you want to say something? She's the quiet one.
The water park was good, and the church was good too, and his cooking was good.
All right, is that it? Go ahead. We had everybody. All right, that's it. Let's give them a hand. And you all want to go next year, right? All right, they want to go next year. All right, let's give our Energy Youth a hand. Thank you all. You can go down. Thank you. We've got some other things planned for them this summer. And so they did it. They had a great time. All right. I'm going to share a little word with you, all right? Turn with me to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. I didn't mean to have my phone up here, but sweetheart Lindsay she texted and said, watch these kiddos speak. Love this. That's Michael's wife. Where did I tell you to turn? All right, let me see how I want to do this. Paulette, are you ready? You ready? Okay, so, yeah. All right, so this is part four of our game show series. Since we have two visitors, I will say to you that this whole month we have been doing a game show sermon series. And we've been preaching messages based on the title of a game show. So the first part one, we did The Price is Right. Part two, we did Let's Make a Deal. And then last Sunday for Father's Day, we did Family Feud. All right? So here's how we've been starting every Sunday. Are you ready for part four of the game show series? I said, are you ready for part four of the game show series? Yeah. All right, hit it! Wheel of Fortune, everybody say Wheel of Fortune! Just turn that down a little bit. Don't turn it off. Lift your Bible up and say, I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Come on, say it again. I will not be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Father, thank you for your word today as we talk about the Wheel of Fortune. Turn in your Bibles to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, which Wheel of Fortune, one of my favorite game shows. My younger brother, years ago, was on the Wheel of Fortune. That's when they first started that show. You would actually, after you won money, you would actually shop right there and buy stuff. Those of you who don't remember that, but I remember that. All right, Jeremiah 18. I'm going to read verse 1 through 6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something on the wheel. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter. So he remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does? Declares the Lord. Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Everybody say, the wheel of fortune. So just to kind of give you a little background and understanding, Jeremiah was the original doomsday prophet. Call him that because for 40 years, he called people to repent, and his message was to Judah, who had fallen under the curse of God and was doomed to Babylonian exile because of their refusal to turn from sin. Through the prophet Jeremiah, God was saying to Israel that even though they have been acting like a spoiled vessel, he would remake them into a vessel of beauty and honor for his glory. But they must be willing to allow God, the heavenly potter, to remake them in his will, on his will. So God used this picture, if you will. He said to Jeremiah, go down to the potter's house, and I'm going to show you something. So Jeremiah goes down, and as he watches the potter is actually making something on the potter's wheel. But he notices that what he's making is spoiled. It's bad. It's not working. It's not good. So he basically starts over and begins to reshape. And as Jeremiah is watching this, that's when the Lord said in verse 5, Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does, declares the Lord. So what he's saying is, can I not, even though Israel is in sin, even though Judah has sinned, can I, if they get on my wheel, can I not reshape them and remake them into a beautiful vessel? But they must be willing to allow God, the heavenly potter, to remake them on his will. Everybody say, wheel of fortune. If you have yielded your life to God, you are being shaped by him. We just heard from youth in their own way that talked about how they had a different experience, a new experience. God is reshaping them. God is shaping them and molding them. If you have not yielded your life to God, well, you're just in trouble. There's an old hymn that says, Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yield it. And still, as we are shaped and reshaped by the Father, he smooths out the rough places. How many of you know you got some rough places? Come on. And he changes our form. He even changes our capacity. God knows your perfect shape. He knows exactly how he wants you to look, how he wants you to be. He's shaping you and reshaping you and making you into the vessel that he wants you to be. Genesis 2 and 7 says, The Lord God formed man of the dust from the earth, from the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. But you're dust. The psalmist David said in Psalm 103 and 14,
For he himself knows our frame. He knows what we are made of. He knows us inside and out. He knows. He is mindful that we are but dust. Look at somebody and say, you're just dust. You're just some dust. Some dust. So let's look just briefly at our key text in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter. Verse 2 says, the Lord said to Jeremiah, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will announce my words to you. God has words that he desires to announce to you. And he can do that in a lot of different ways. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us through his word. He speaks to us when other people give words of encouragement. And it, you know, I don't want people, and that's why I shared with our youth about receiving words of encouragement. I don't want people to get thrown off by prophetic words. You can go up to someone and give them a word of encouragement and say, you know what, I just feel like God wants me to just encourage you today and just to tell you that he loves you. You can share a word of encouragement to someone, and you should. Whenever you sense in your heart that God, go to someone and just tell them that I love them. Tell them that it's going to be okay. I'll never forget, I know I've told this story many, many times here, but I remember when I was at college at Oral Roberts University, and I was in a group called Souls of Fire. Shannon was in the same group when she went there, in a group called Souls of Fire. It was a gospel group, and there was about, they had a Souls of Fire choir, but then they had a Souls of Fire group that would travel, and I was actually the music director of that smaller group, and there was a young girl in there, her name was Sheila, and I can remember just a few times in my life where I could truly say that wasn't Alvin. There was something that I really sensed in my heart. And I remember getting up that day and one day, and I felt the Lord saying, I want you to tell Sheila that I love her. And I sort of forgot, but then I remembered. And so I called her up, or when I saw her, I said, you know, I feel like God wants me to tell you that he loves you. And she just burst out crying. And she said, you know, I know we're in a Christian university and all that, she says, but I was contemplating suicide. You have no idea what people are going through. You don't have to be a quote-unquote prophet to give a word of encouragement to somebody. Whatever God places on your heart, if God places somebody in your heart to text them or to call them or to pray for them, do that. So, because God has words for you. And who knows, maybe the word that he's telling you to tell somebody is the word that they need. But God has words that he wants to announce to you. God has ways that he wants to speak to you. Acts 22 and 14 says, God sent a devout man, Ananias, to Saul after his conversion on the road to Damascus. God sent Ananias to give a word to Saul. And this is what he said in Acts 22:14. He said, Brother Saul, the God of our fathers has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his mouth. God wants us as his children to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear an utterance from his mouth. Now look at verse 3. Then he went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something on the wheel. So now Jeremiah has this great picture. God is showing him something. Then verse 4. But the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the hand of the potter. So he remade it into another vessel as it pleased the potter to make. How do we apply that to our lives? Well, the first version of you, the first version of us, was sinful. We were born into sin. David wrote in Psalm 55 and 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Romans 3:23 says that, "For we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Sin came into the world through Adam and Eve. And so all those who are born into the world are born into sin. And we need the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. So the first version of us is spoiled in the potter's hand. We need the Lord to reshape us. We need to surrender to Him, to allow Him to remake us. And Jesus paved the way for us to be remade and reshaped by the hands of the heavenly potter. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new." The old shape of myself, the old version of myself, was spoiled. How many of y'all know y'all was spoiled before you got saved? In some way or some fashion, you were spoiled. You were rotten. We were sinful. We were wretches undone. And yet, the grace of God, the mercy of God, said, "I'm not going to let this vessel go out like that. I'm going to send my Son and redeem him, redeem them." So thank God that we got another chance at it, right? We got another version. Look at verse 5. "Then the word of the Lord came to me saying." Now notice this, notice this. Notice that God didn't speak the word until after he remade the vessel. There are certain things God won't speak to you until you yield completely to God and allow him to reshape you. You have to yield first, then you'll hear. You have to give up of yourself, give your life to him, and then he'll share. You have to yield your life. You have to give your life to him. You have to allow yourself to be reshaped by him. Because there are certain things that he's just not going to share with you until you yield completely. And then verse 6. "Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as the potter does, declares the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel." Our lives are in his hand. Your life is in the heavenly potter's hand. He's got the... got the... in his... he's got the... in his... he's got the whole world in his... Well, guess what? That includes you. And that also includes your world, because all of us have a world. We have concerns. We have issues. We have things. We have circumstances. We have circle of friends. We have spheres of influence. That's our world. That's our core world. And he's got all that in his hands. He's got you in his hands if you yield to him. And the thing that I love about verse 6, at the end of verse 6, he says this, "So are you in my hands." Would you just look at somebody and encourage them and say, "You are in God's hands." Come on, encourage somebody else and say, "You are in God's hands. You are in the heavenly potter's hands." We're in his hands. So everybody say, the wheel of fortune. So as we allow God to reshape us, blessing is released into our lives. As we yield to the heavenly potter, we are positioned then to receive all that the heavenly potter has for us. That's God's wheel of fortune. God desires for you to be blessed. I'm going to say that again. God desires for you to be blessed. Do you know that feeling, parents, even and grandparents for us, the feeling that you have when you are able to bless your child bless one of your children or bless your grandchildren and see the look on their face when they receive something that maybe that they didn't expect or even that they didn't earn per se. That's the way, that's God's heart. God wants to give to his children. God wants to bless his children, but he's not going to spoil you. You have to surrender. You have to surrender and honor the Heavenly Father. And you do that by allowing him to reshape you, to mold you, and to make him. That blessed life can only come about when we yield to his molding and making of our life. 3 John 2 says, behold, this is a part of our affirmation prayer. Behold, I pray that in all respects you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul is prospering. God wants you to be in good health. He wants you to prosper. And that prosperity comes in spiritual prosperity, physical prosperity, financial prosperity. In whatever way God wants to prosper you, that's how he wants to prosper you. One of my favorite verses, Psalm 37 and 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Just delight yourself in him. Well, Pastor, how do I delight myself in him? Just love on the Lord. Just love him. Surrender to him. Y'all know, when you were had that young puppy love, I know when Pastor Snow and I were teenagers or even before, she couldn't stop talking to me. She just, just blowing up my phone. Didn't even have phones back then, but we'd be on the landline phone, home phone, just kind of talking, and for 30 minutes not saying nothing, just breathe. just breathe it. And then it's time, okay, now let's get off the phone. Okay, you hang up. No, you hang up. Dad Mixon said, now I know why my phone bill was so high. Let me tell y'all something. Dad worked for the post office, right? And so every day he left to go to work at 4 o'clock, right? Is that right, Dad? 4 o'clock. We lived in Pomona, California. He worked in post office in L.A. I knew every time he left at 4 o'clock. So I knew, I wasn't going to show up before he was. Your dad gone? That's that puppy love. God wants you to have a love for him. God wants to hang out with you. God wants to spend time with you. God wants to see that you delight in him, that you want him more than anything else. The theme of the conference, the youth conference at 12 Church, was only Jesus. God wants to know that it's only him, that there's nothing else that comes before him. Doesn't mean you can't have other things. Doesn't mean you can't have hobbies, careers, and all of that. But God wants to know that he is your delight. And when you do that, he just wants to give you the desires of your heart. When you yield to God, watch. When you yield to God on his will and allow him, watch, to shape you and mold you, when you yield God and get on his will, then you will be in his will. You can't be in his will unless you are willing to get on his will. Follow me? It's all about, now watch, it's all about his will of fortune. That's the real will of fortune. Is when you get in his will. Romans 12 and 2 says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is. You want to know what the will of God is for your life? Get on His will and get in His will and allow Him to shape you and mold you and make you. Then He will speak to you and share with you that which is good and acceptable and perfect. If you are asking, I don't know what God's will is, that means that you need to draw closer to Him. Allow Him to shape and mold you and make you. Get closer to Him. Because the closer you get to Him, watch, the less questions you'll have. The closer you get to Him, the better you will hear Him. We read this earlier in Acts 22:14 that says, the God of our fathers has appointed you to know His will. God wants you to know His will. He doesn't want you to wander in the wilderness. He wants you to know. God wants us to know His will. And the only way for us to know His will is to get on His will and allow Him to shape our lives into what He desires. Like Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, we must be willing to say, not my will, but your will be done. It's not our will. It's His will. It's not what we want, but it's what He wants. And when you yield to that, you will truly be operating in His will of fortune. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your word this morning. Thank You for our incredible energy youth. Thank You for an awesome trip, and thank You for what You have begun to do in their lives. We bless You. Thank You for this word. Thank You for this series. Thank You for this month where we have been inviting friends to church. Bring a friend to church month. God, we thank You because the price is right. You paid the price, and You've challenged us to pay the price, to lay our lives down. You've encouraged us not to make any deals with the enemy when he comes and says, let's make a deal. You've encouraged us to be careful of family feuds and to always operate in love. And today, You've encouraged us to yield to the heavenly potter's hand. Thank You, Lord, that our life is in Your hand, and we surrender to You. And it's when we do that and delight ourselves in You, You give us the desires of our heart. You favor us in every way. So I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, God, that they would yield to You. They would yield to You in the name of the Lord. If you're here today and you have not yielded your life to the Lord, you haven't given your life to God, you haven't asked Jesus to come into your heart, but you want to do that today, would you just indicate that by raising your hand? I want to pray with you. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. God, we bless Your name. We thank You, Father, for Your presence. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for our church, the presence on Owosso. Thank You, Lord, that You're filling this house with Your presence, with Your people, and with Your provision. God, I pray that as we now are entering the summer months, that You would keep us safe, those that are traveling about, keep our youth safe, our children. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for our church. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Would you just look at somebody? Yeah, give the Lord a hand praise. I'm going to have you say what Pastor S says a lot of times, because I'll say, it's going to be all right, and she'll say, it's already all right. Would you look at somebody and encourage them and say, it's already all right. It's already all right. Hallelujah. Because Jireh, he's more than enough. Are you ready to give this morning? Hallelujah. Let's give to the Lord. We got some of our Energy Youth ushers that are going to serve you this morning. Here are the different ways that you can give. And if you want to give online, you can do that. Or text to give. And as you, let's pray. Lift that up, whatever you are giving today. Lord, thank you that the Presence in Owosso is a blessed church. Thank you that the people of the Presence are cheerful and bountiful givers. And so thank you, Lord, that the seed that leaves our hand never leaves our life, but it goes into our future and it multiplies. We will see it again in greater measure. Thank you, Lord, that we're blessed to be a blessing. Come on, would you say, I'm blessed to be a blessing? Say it again, I'm blessed to be a blessing. So, God, we thank you for all those that are giving today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. I wanted to mention that, it was Mackenzie that mentioned that she wants to be baptized, and also her younger brother, Tristan. He is so cute. How old is Tristan? 6. And he said he wanted to be baptized, and I said, do you know what it means to be baptized? He said, yeah. What did he say? He says, it means I'm letting Jesus in my heart, 6 years old. Isn't that awesome? So we have two, and so I just wanted, if there's anyone else that wants to be baptized, would you let Griselda know? Griselda, would you raise your hand? Let Griselda know, Griselda Tate, and there's a church that we use, and guess what church it is? It's Bethel, the Presence, soon to come over at Bethel. But let Griselda know, and we'll, if we just have those two, that's fine. But if there's anyone else that wants to be baptized, please let us know. All right.
Isn't it awesome? Thank you, Pastor. All these game show messages that he's been preaching, we love. And what better way than to have our own Presence Family Feud game right here, which we had talked about, and that is coming up. That's Wednesday, July 26th. Still about a month out, but I want everyone to start kind of forming those teams according to your fellowship group, the young adults, whatever, youth, and I think there's an email that went out already on that, but Gary Tarver in the very back, raise your hand. If you're interested, have any questions, want to be on Family Feud, you can see him, but we're excited about that. We've done it a few times, always a blast right here. And then Pastor was talking about Gavin being the baby of the church. He's 14 now, so I always know we have our 15-year anniversary coming up for the Presence because we started coming here, and then the next 9 months carried him. So I always add a year, and I know that's how old our church is. So we are looking forward coming up on July 8th. That's a Saturday, so that's coming really quick. It's not this Saturday, but the next Saturday we're going to have a party in the park, and that's at Rayola Park. If you're not familiar where that is here in Owosso, it's just right off 169 Highway between 86 and 76, right next to the YMCA. We always have a blast, lots of stuff to do, good food. So Party in Park, July 8th, and then our celebration service will be the next Sunday morning. So please mark your calendars, invite someone. We're going to have a great time and celebrate our 15-year anniversary here with the Presence.
Also, we this month has been Bring a Friend to Church Month, and so we're just going to do this. We're going to extend this throughout the entire summer. We're going to encourage you to invite and bring a friend to church,
And I don't know, maybe I just need to give away $1 million or something to the one who brings the most visitors. Y'all be coming in with whole busloads then, huh? But I just want to encourage everyone to invite, and bring a friend to church. The entire summer, we're going to encourage you to do that. And I think that's it. Rita mentioned the big thing that's coming up is our anniversary. We may have a possible guest speaker on that Sunday, July 9th. Party in the park on July 8th. Come out and have a great time. It's going to be good. So this coming Wednesday is our Wednesday family night. And let me just tell you, we've been having an awesome time on Wednesdays. Bible study, worship first together, and then we kind of break off, and the adults stay in here. The children and youth go in the back, and they have a good time. And so just want to invite you to come for our Wednesday family night at 7 p.m. All right, we are ready to go home. You can stand on your feet. Y'all, it's going to be 100 degrees rest of this week. All right. Lift those hands toward heaven. I give you the blessing found in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000-fold more than you are and bless you just as he has promised you. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you soon at the presence.